This is Whiskey 3, Romeo Zulu W3RAZ, listening to Reflector 33 Charlie.
W3 Romeo Alpha Zulu, Kilo Fox 5, Sierra Lima November.
KF5 SLN, this is W3RAZ. Good, well, I guess it's early evening, Adam.
Afternoon, a little after 4. It must be, isn't it an hour later where you are? Were you in Ohio?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I actually I set up in the park with my FT-817 trying to work some contacts on field day, got one, and then a thunderstorm came and I had to evacuate.
That's funny. But we were going to do field day here today, and I'm hoping maybe tomorrow after the show I can do something. We got high winds and thunderstorms and rain. Not ideal, but of course should be able to operate under those conditions as well.
Well, I'm going to say the conditions are really good to the point where the QRM is really, really heavy.
Yeah, I know. The bands have not been ideal at all in the past few days either. So, but I'm going to give it a shot later on.
You know what, though? Even though I got one measly contact from here in Ohio all the way up to a 2 Alpha in Michigan, I operated that one beta, which is a one station battery powered QRP.
Exactly what I'm planning on doing. I have the bag, everything's ready to go. Got the KX3 in there, got my external battery, got my NFED ZEP portable antenna, and I was going to try some CW and maybe some PSK31 contacts. I think I'll be able to get something. Might even be better here in a couple hours instead of what it was like earlier today. And it's about the fun, but it's also just being able to set it up and do it, I guess. That would be kind of the ultimate goal of the field day.
Yeah, yeah, actually, that's correct. You know, to me, I don't look as I look on field day more as an exercise than I do as a contest, although it is, you know, definitely a contest. And a learning opportunity. I learned that my antenna, I got the ATAS 25 from Yaesu. I'm not a huge fan of it. I think I'm going to probably break down and order a super antenna MP1 or maybe build a couple dipoles or something. Something different. It's okay. You know, it got the job done for the most part. It's hard, though, because I was doing sideband. What I really need to do eventually is I need to build everything I need to get on PSK31 because these QRP rigs probably would do much better with that.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. The great thing about the KX3 is it decodes PSK31 right in the box, so just hook up a Nexus tablet running something called the KX3 companion app, and you're kind of good to go. It's got the tuner built in and everything, so it's a nice little rig. I've taken it, you know, different places. I took it to Tokyo and did a CW QSO in the park there, so it's a fun little rig to play around with.
Yeah, KX3 is pretty nice. It's a nice little radio. I tell you what, though, I'm kind of impressed with my FD-817 on 2 meters. It's the quietest 2 meter radio that I have, and I have this one, which is the ID-51, and then of course I have a 8 Yaesu VX7, and I also have a one of those Pofeng or the cheap Chinese knockoff radios, you know. But of the three, I think this ID-51 is one of my favorites, and the 817 is a really good radio too. It's just one of these days I just need to get the gear together for PSK31. I actually need to look at there are Android applications which I could use with the PSK31, and that's actually would be like an almost ideal setup. I have a Nexus 7, and I have a case that includes a Bluetooth keyboard, so I think that would be a nice little portable PSK31 setup.
Absolutely. I have a 817ND, which was my... I started with an ICOM IC7200, which is, you know, it's nice, 100 watts, and it has digital stuff built right in, so you can kind of plug in one USB cable. But, man, the 817 really... I really like the receiver a lot better. And I use that mobile all the time. I love that because it has the 2 meter in there. And 6 meter, and I got, you know, my ham sticks on the truck. I really like that rig. But if you want to do any kind of digital stuff, you either have to bring along a signal link, or you've probably seen the Wolfie apps, and he sells a little converter that you can put in between the digital output, the digital connector on the FT817 and your Android device. It works pretty good. I had some problems with RF interfering with the device itself, with the little converter box. But depending on where I sat and the output, and actually which band, of course, it would function pretty well.
Cool. It's nice to hear. Yeah, I've also heard that about the A17. And the one thing I do like is I was a little bit worried that I bought the LDG ZA17, which is awesome auto tuner. You know, just tune up and press the button for a second, and it'll go ahead and tune up your antenna. Which, yeah, you know, obviously with the A17, you kind of want to have an efficient antenna to begin with. But even efficient antennas have areas where they kind of need a little help, and that tuner is great. And I was a little worried before about it. I wasn't sure whether it had the computer port on the back of the tuner, but it does. So I just need to get on the stick and get that taken care of. But it's pretty cool. Doing field day, it's one of my favorite events. This is actually will be the first one, and even if I don't get any more than one more contact, I'll probably go ahead and send the logs in just for the heck of it. And this the official first field day I operated under my own call sign. A long time ago, like right before we got married, my wife and I did a field day 1 week after I got married. I told the wife we can go on the honeymoon right after we get married, but then I got to make it back to Columbus so that I can do field day with my friends. And we operated then he's still around with a N8 CPA, November 8 Charlie Papa Alpha, and he's just getting too old to do this do the field day like we used to do. We would set up, we all get off work at 5 on Friday, go set up a campsite at somebody's house, and then wake up Saturday morning and do the setup so that we can have everything ready to go by field day start. So, W3RAZ.
Yeah, most excellent. I think everyone's got their favorite field day story. And I hope to create my own. This was going to be my first one, so a couple things just kind of delayed it a bit. It's just not nice at all. And I do want... my wife to come along. She really wants to. So, not in gale force winds and rain. But it may clear up later on. We'll go out later. Anyway, I'm going to get back to prepping for the show, doing a little bit of work here in the studio, but definitely monitoring 33 Charlie. KFI, SLN, I'll kick it back to you for final.
Yeah, good to hear, Adam. Good to hear. And I'm probably going to do the same thing as well. I might even leave the stuff in the car. Just so I don't have to cart it in. It's actually just got back to the house. The park's real close to my house, and of course it finished up raining. The rain that scared me, because it was also starting to thunder too. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to get struck by lightning taking my antenna down. So I really quickly got everything down and threw everything in the car. And by the time I got everything in the car, it stopped raining. And then driving back home, it opened up again, so Murphy attacks again. KF5SLN, it's W3RAZ, and I'll be clear.
I hear you. All right, KF5SLN, clear, but monitoring 33 Charlie.
Link 2, reflector 33C.